In Los Angeles today, the Metropolitan Transit Authority and bus mechanics announced a tentative deal to end a strike that has idled public transportation in that city for more than a month. Most issues that divided the union and the MTA were resolved over the weekend, with just one major dispute unresolved, health care. Both sides agreed to non-binding arbitration on that issue. The buses should start running tonight. Joining us now to talk about the deal is Alex Cohn of member station KQED. Alex, did today's announcement come as a surprise?
Well, Robert, I think what came as a surprise is that buses and trains will actually be running again after 35 days of no buses and no trains. The Amalgamated Transit Union, that's the mechanics union involved in the dispute, they've been calling for binding arbitration, but the Metropolitan Transportation Authority has refused to take that course. Today's announcement came as a big relief. Everyone so far agreed to non-binding arbitration, which means that buses and trains can come back.
What kinds of problems, how much hardship has this strike actually caused people?
Quite a fair bit. There's approximately 400,000 passengers who've been affected by this strike. These are people who can't get to work, can't get to doctor's appointments, can't get to the bank. I recently spoke with Zev Yaroslavsky, who's chair of the MTA board, and he said he went to a football game at his old high school, and the school said at least 100 students haven't been to classes because of this strike. They have no other way of getting to school. For those of us with cars, life's also been a bit harder because people who normally take public transit, some of them do have cars, they're now on the freeways, and traffic has been a lot more congested in L.A.
Is this agreement official, though?
Not totally official yet. Neil Silver, who's head of the union, said that there will be a vote Wednesday morning beginning at 9 o'clock. If everyone agrees to it, then it will be official.
But health care remains a sticking point. How's that? What's the problem?
The problem there is a problem that is occurring in many different areas of the working world, is that the cost of health care is rising. The MTA says it can't afford to do any more. The members of the mechanics union say they can't afford to pay any more. And so they've really reached a hard point there where no one can agree as to how to go about it. But part of this non-binding arbitration will apparently involve a health care specialist who should be able to help them resolve this.
And is it truly conceivable that buses could be running tonight?
That's what they say. It's up to the mechanics. They can go back as soon as they want, but they say service should be up and running completely by the end of the day tomorrow.
Reporter Alex Cohn, thank you very much.